Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. Today we have a new story. The title of today's story is Equality in the Spoils of War. When the Battle of Hunain concluded and the spoils of war were about to be distributed, some of the Bedouins who had participated in the war approached the noble Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure family, and said, "O Prophet of Allah, grant us a share too." They created such a commotion that he, peace be upon him and his family, had to retreat towards a tree, and in the tumult, his cloak was pulled off his shoulders. The Prophet said, "Hand me back my cloak. By the Allah in whose power lies my souls, had there been camels, cows, and sheep equivalent to the number of trees on the face of the earth, I would have surely distributed them amongst you." As he said this, he plucked out a hair from the hump of a camel and said, "By Allah, from the spoils of war, I shall not take anything among than the khums, even in the measure of this hair, and that too I shall give to you. You too, with respect to the spoils of war, should not be unfaithful, not even in the measure of a needle or a yarn. For theft with regards to it only merits ignominy and the fire of hell." A person from amongst the Ansar, the helpers, stood up, brought out a woven yarn and said, "I had taken this to weave a saddle for my camel." The Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, said, "I give to you my share that exists in this yarn." Hearing this, the man said, "If the accounting and distribution has to be so accurate and severe, then I do not need this yarn." Saying this, he dropped the yarn onto the ground. We'll listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن
شكرا يا رب شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن
شكرا يا
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern, and the important points of this nice story.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Well, in Lantern, what we do is to listen to Islamic stories and try to talk about some of the religious points that we can take out of these stories and use them in our daily lives. Well, today's reflection is about the remarkable justice that is exemplified by Prophet ﷺ in the distribution of the spoils of war. Well, this is a story of fairness, integrity, and unwavering commitment to justice that continues to inspire millions of people around the world. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was known not only for his spiritual leadership, but also for his exemplary moral character, especially in matters of justice. One of the most significant aspects of his leadership was how he managed the distribution of war booty, ensuring that every individual received what was fair and deserved without favoritism or bias. Let's begin with a fundamental principle that is rooted in the Holy Book of Quran, which emphasizes justice in all dealings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands in the Holy Book of Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل إن الله نعم من يعظكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to render trust to whom they are due, and when you judge between people to judge with justice. Excellent is that which Allah instructs you. Indeed, Allah is ever hearing and seeing. Surah An-Nisa, verse number 58. This verse encapsulates the divine mandate for justice and a principle that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rigorously upheld, especially in the matters of war and distribution. During the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the distribution of spoils was a matter of great importance, as it directly affected the morale and unity of Muslim community. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam set a precedent through his actions, demonstrating that justice must prevail over personal gains and biases. He would personally oversee the division, ensuring that no one was unjustly favored or disadvantaged. Okay, well, let's for now have a short break and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern and we are talking about the beautiful habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in distribution of spoils of war. Well, one of the well-documented incidents illustrating his fairness involves the distribution after the Battle of Badr. You know, despite the victory being a significant one, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam insisted on justice. He allocated spoils in a way that acknowledged both the contributions and sacrifices of the fighters. Those who fought bravely received their due, and the distribution was carried out transparently. The Prophet ﷺ also reminded his companions of the importance of fairness. Do not cheat or betray. The one who cheats is not from us. The saying underscores the Prophet's commitment to honesty and justice in all dealings. As we reflect on his life, let's strive to embody these noble qualities in our own lives, contributing to a just and compassionate world. Okay, well, dear listeners, thank you for joining us today in this reflection. May we all be inspired by the justice for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and strive to uphold justice in our own lives. Until the next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi aman Allah.
Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.